new tool in the fight against coronavirus. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A new COVID booster shot could be available in a matter of days after the Food and Drug Administration gave authorization to a reformulated shot by Pfizer and Moderna.
The more up-to-date you are in your vaccination, the more you, and likely the more updated your vaccination for this variant, the greater the chance that you'll be protected with a reduced risk of long COVID, which for young people is increasingly a major concern.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, the new boosters combine the original vaccine formula with updates specifically designed to battle Omicron variants BA4 and BA5. Those are considered the most contagious strains. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to give final approval to the updated boosters at a meeting tomorrow. The Justice Department submitted new court documents last night providing more information about what led to the search of former President Trump's Florida home and what was found.
Buried within this same document was one photo showing folders clearly marked top secret and secret. The Justice Department is also urging a judge to reject Trump's request for a special master or for a third party to review all of this material. The government writing in this filing, quote, plaintiff's motion to appoint a special master and join further review of seized materials fails for multiple independent reasons. The government has also developed evidence that government records were likely concealed and removed to obstruct the investigation. Now, the former president has continued to claim that this is all a political witch hunt.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. A team of UN experts is heading to the Ukraine nuclear power plant currently under Russian control. Officials fear that facility could leak radiation as battles between Russian and Ukrainian forces continue in the area. Officials have begun distributing anti-radiation iodine tablets to nearby residents. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Wall Street seeing more losses today, marking four straight days of closings in negative territory as investors express continued concern over expected interest rate hikes by the Fed. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all ending the day lower. Prosecutors say drug gang members in Georgia targeted homes belonging to wealthy athletes and celebrities.
26 members of the Drug Rich Gang face home invasion, armed robbery, and other charges. Prosecutors say the group targets people who show their wealth on social media. The homes of Mariah Carey and two members of the Atlanta Falcons were broken into with belongings stolen. Most of the suspects were charged in connection with the state's racketeering and anti-gang laws in the 220-count indictment. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Fans will be paying a hefty price to see Serena Williams take the court tonight for her second-round matchup in the U.S. Open.
She might be a long shot to win the U.S. Open a seventh time, but Serena Williams remains the main attraction in the early rounds. The cheapest tickets on the secondary market to get into Arthur Ashe Stadium tonight are over $300. For first-level seating, tickets start at over $3,000. A-list celebrities attended Serena Williams' first-round match Monday, one that could have been the last singles match of her pro career had she lost. But would it have been her finale?
Will this definitively be your final tournament? And
yeah, I've been pretty vague about it, right? Yeah. I'm going to stay vague because you never know.
Serena Williams plays the world's second-ranked Annette Contaveit tonight. Jared Max, Fox News.
NASA will try again Saturday to launch its new rocket and uncrewed capsule on a test flight to orbit the moon after engine trouble halted the countdown this week. Officials say it's possible a bad sensor was the reason for Monday's scrapped launch. If successful, it will be the first capsule to fly to the moon since NASA's Apollo missions 50 years ago. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.